Hello and welcome to today's The Weight Mates podcast, the place for sustainable and comfortable weight loss practices and stories. I'm your host, Christopher. So welcome to episode 18. Today we'll be talking about something that people 9 out of 10 times forget when they are trying to lose weight. And so I think it's an important thing to quickly touch upon before we start heading into the holiday season. Before we head into that topic though, I just want to say a quick thank you to everyone that has been listening to the podcast in the past few days, because we even managed to hit a new record of 30 total listens in a single day, which has been incredible because we actually managed to sustain that for 4 whole days. So welcome to the dozens of new listeners that are joining the podcast, and I honestly hope that I can help you with losing weight in a comfortable and completely healthy way. So, with that in mind, to all the new listeners and to those of you that have been listening for quite some time now, I hope you'll grab yourself a glass of water or some kind of low-calorie drink so you can enjoy this podcast episode while still aiding your weight loss journey. My drink choice for today is cold tea, because I made warm tea and then that was at 11 this morning, and I might have slightly forgotten to drink half of it. So I'm going to be enjoying cold tea during the episode. So that's going to be it's going to be something. So the thing that most people forget when losing weight, when we think about weight loss, it usually comes down to food and exercise, right? Right, you have to start thinking about the different foods you want to eat, the different macros and micros you want to take into your diet instead. And you want to start thinking about the movement you're doing, right? Whether that is no exercise at all, or whether you are doing small bits of exercise and you want to increase the amount of exercise that you're doing. But all of these things can be summed up as our physical health, right? These are all physical aspects of us, and that's usually the only things we think of when we talk about weight loss. But what we don't think about is our mental health, right? That's the thing that seems to always come second, or in most people, it doesn't even arise to them that their mental health plays a big part in their ability to lose weight or gain muscle. But the thing is, it's kind of the key to the whole journey, right? It's the key to losing the weight that you want to lose, or gaining the weight that you want to gain, or getting the muscle that you want. Because if our mental health is healthy and in check, right, it makes it so much easier for us to start working on our physical health, because there's nothing holding us back, okay? So the thing is, when we ignore our mental health, right, it leads to emotions like stress, boredom, frustration, and a whole host of other emotions that will just simply cause us to being uncomfortable, right? And as we've learned in the past few episodes, and in all the episodes so far, really, because I'm really a big fan of being comfortable, when we're uncomfortable, we seek to go back to our old, more comfortable habits. But the thing is, those are the exact habits that caused us to gain weight in the first place, right? So it kind of becomes this vicious cycle, because we gain weight, right, which makes us uncomfortable. But because we never address our mental health, because it's not part of the standard weight loss journey, right, we get stressed or frustrated when things don't work out, whether that be with weight loss or with something else in life. And so we quickly seek for that quick fix, right? The quick bag of crisps or the quick sweets or something quite sugary in terms of a drink that makes us quickly feel better, right? But that makes us gain weight again. And then we get frustrated again by gaining weight, and then we still don't address our mental health, and it keeps going in this long circle that never ends. So, and all of that together kind of makes it really hard for people and for ourselves to adopt these new healthier habits, right? Because it's going to be those new healthier habits that are going to help you lose weight or gain weight or, you know, gain muscle. So in reality, the thing that we have to do is that we need to it's really not simple, but it's not difficult either, okay? So, and I'm going to take you through the whole process in a second. When we accept our mental health state, right, the state of our mental health, how is it doing, it becomes so much easier to work on it, right? If it's no longer an afterthought, but more of an active process, it becomes so much easier to improve it, right? Because we're aware of it. and when we're aware of something, we can work on it. So, you know, if you are looking to lose weight, right, because you've been overweight for a while, or you've just reached the obese mark, or even beyond that, right, or when you're looking to gain weight because you've been underweight for too long and you want to fix a binge eating disorder, or you simply just want a bit more fat on your body so you can look better, right, if that's what you want to achieve, or if you're looking to gain muscle simply because you want to look more toned, or because you want to be able to do more, right, if you want to do any of those things, make sure to not forget about your mental health. And trust me, like I said, it's not an easy thing, right? It's not a simple thing to start doing, but it's not impossible, because I used to be there, right? And if you listen to, I believe, episode 12, which is in which I explained my story, you know, you kind of saw that originally I was not thinking about my mental health at all, right? Throughout the entire period between the relatively traumatic breakup that I went through and me moving abroad and then to my first proper breakdown, there was absolutely no space there where I was actively working on my mental health. So, you know, I know how you're feeling, and I know that it seems like this impossible task, but it's not, because I've done it, right? Which means that you can do it, because trust me, I am no one special, okay? I'm not some kind of Superman, right? I wish I was sometimes, but trust me, I'm not. And so let's talk about how we improve our mental health, how we even start working on our mental health in the first place. And I mean, it's going to start with a relatively difficult step, right? But it doesn't have to be difficult. It starts with identifying your mental issues, right? How is your mind feeling? How are you feeling? And, you know, let's do a quick exercise on that, because I do think it's important for us to do this in the moment. So if you're currently alone listening to this podcast, or if you're listening whilst you're commuting, or whilst family's in the room, I have both versions worked out for you, so don't worry. So either out loud if you're alone, or in your head if you don't feel comfortable doing it out loud, or if there's people around, just simply think about how you're feeling, right? That's not a difficult thing, right? So for me, right now, in this moment, how am I feeling? I'm feeling tired, a little bit stressed. I'm feeling frustrated with some business development things, right? And I'm feeling unhappy that I haven't been able to properly work on my healthy habits over the past week or so because I've been so stressed. Now, the thing is, the answer there, based on the question of how are you feeling, it's going to be different for everyone, right? And I don't expect anyone to have the same answer, because the answer is supposed to be individual, right? You're not supposed to, you know, look over to your neighbor and copy how they're feeling, because that's not important. It's important how you are feeling. So if you've just now named all of the things that you're feeling right now, right, doesn't matter what it is, I need you to do something for me. I need you to accept how you're feeling, right? That you understand that right in this moment, that is how you're feeling. That is what your mind is telling you, right? And then I want you to check if there's anything you can do to change it, right? So if you're particularly unhappy, stressed, frustrated, bored, whatever, is there anything you can do to change it? Because if there's not, right, if there's no way for you to change in the moment how you're feeling, then I need you to keep moving and start thinking about positive things, okay? Because if there's nothing you can do to change it right now, then you need to kind of put it on a back burner, right? Don't worry yourself too much, because there's nothing you can do right now to change it, right? If you start worrying about it now, or stressing about it now, or getting more frustrated, you're just going to make it worse for yourself, okay? And you don't want that. I don't want that for you, okay? The opposite of that is, if you can change something about it, right, if you can do something to become less stressed, or to become less bored, or less frustrated, then go do that thing, right? Because that's the only way that you're going to start working on your mental health. You need to start doing something about it. And if you do have the fortunate opportunity to start working on it right now in this moment, then I can understand that it's scary to start doing stuff. But I'm telling you, as soon as you start doing whatever it is you need to do to start feeling better, you will feel better, right? So that's kind of the first thing that I need you to do in order to start working on your mental health in relation to your weight loss journey, right? Identify your mental issues, right? The things you're feeling, and then decide for yourself, okay, can I do something about this right now? Yes or no? If the answer is no, I need to keep moving and keep enforcing a more positive train of thought, right? If you can do something about it, go and do that thing. Trust me, it works. Then the second thing is that we need to let go of this diet or no diet mentality, right? And this is very specific around weight loss itself. Because most people, they're either not dieting at all, right? And they're eating lots of bad food, and they're drinking lots of bad drinks, and they're just really not caring about how they look, right? Or they are hardcore dieting, and they are eating celery sticks, and they're drinking water 600 gallons a day. Don't do that, by the way, that's unhealthy. And they're trying to exercise as much as they can. But we need to get rid of that, because it's not a 0% or 100% thing. There is places in between there, right? It's all about small changes. I don't want you to decide today that you're going to go on a diet and you're going to eat everything healthy and you're going to kick out all the bad junk food and you're going to start exercising 3 times a week, and with that you're going to lose 5 pounds before Christmas hits. Because I know that that's not realistic. That is not going to help you. You might be able to stick into that on that for the next 3 or 4 days, maybe 2 weeks if you really got a lot of willpower, but your willpower is going to run out because you're trying to do it 100% in one go, right? Which doesn't work. So instead, what I need you to do is every single day or every single week, right, at your own comfortable pace, I need you to grab something, whether that be a habit or a specific food you eat or a specific drink you drink, and simply change that habit, but only one thing, okay? So if you normally don't drink any water at all, from today onwards, try and drink 1 glass of water a day, right? Or if you normally eat a bag of Doritos every single day, try and only do it 3 days of the week or 4 days of the week, right? Start making small changes, okay? It won't instantly lead you to losing a ton of weight, but that's not the goal here. The goal is to create long-term weight loss and weight loss that sticks, right? Weight loss that doesn't cause you to regain all of your weight as soon as you end, okay? So that's the second thing. Let go of that diet or no diet mentality. There's places in between there. There's space on the spectrum there to make small changes and slowly increase towards a healthier lifestyle. And then the third major thing that I want to share with you is that you should use exercise as a time for self-reflection. Now, this is something I have a lot of personal experience with, because like I mentioned back in episode 12 and in this one earlier as well, when I was going through the traumatic breakup and moving to a different country and being very lonely and all that kind of stuff, I was in a bad place mentally speaking, right? I mean, physically speaking, I was not doing great either, but mentally it was particularly bad. So what I started doing as soon as my family helped me get to the gym, I started using my gym time as time for self-reflection, right? Whenever I was on the elliptical or on the treadmill or on the bicycle, I would just, you know, go over it in my head. You know, what was I thinking about, right? And I was doing the exercise we did earlier, and I was really just trying to figure out, okay, how am I feeling and why am I feeling that way, right? Understanding why I'm feeling a certain way helps me pinpoint the problem, which means I can then find a way to solve the problem, right? So please, if you do any kind of exercise, whether that be running, cycling, strength training, it doesn't matter what it is, use it as time for self-reflection, because it really helps, right? It's a free number of minutes where you are physically very active, but your brain is kind of idling because it has the space and the time to think about stuff. Okay, so don't be afraid of that. Okay, it will be okay. And then I have some other more, you know, smaller tips, but definitely still important tips that I just want to share with you. Because working on your mental health is not just, again, it's not just doing big things. It's not big changes that will help you work on it. It's also small changes. So, for example, for me, what really works is if I grab some fresh air every so often, right? If even if it's just once a day or once every 2 days, which is, you know, not as great as once a day, but, you know, it'll do. If I can just go outside and just stand there for 30 seconds, a minute, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, if I really want to get a lot of fresh air, it helps me so much. It helps me get out of my stuffy office where there's way too much stuff lying around, and it helps me to just clear my mind for a bit. Okay, so don't underestimate that. The second small tip is to prioritize sleep. Because when you're tired, you get frustrated and you get stressed much quicker, okay? So make sure that every single night you go to bed around the same time and that you sleep at least 7 hours, preferably 8 if you can get to that, just to make sure that you give your brain the rest it needs. Because trust me, it needs rest, okay? And then the last tip is to start analyzing your own self-talk, right? The thoughts that are going on in your head as you go throughout the day, right? The things you say to yourself. Because if you analyze that for a week and you realize that quite often your brain is saying, oh, I'm so fat, or I'm never going to be in shape, or whatever, then you can pick those two things that your brain says to you and you can go, well, actually, I've come a long way already, or I'm making big changes already, or actually I'm making small changes already, then you can start replacing those negative thoughts with positive ones. Because trust me, it becomes a lot harder for you to make small changes and to start losing weight if you're constantly being negative towards yourself, right? So just try and replace some of those negative thoughts with positive ones, because it will help. So, that kind of brings us to the end of this episode. And to be honest, it went on a bit longer than I expected. I definitely didn't write as much as I've been talking about, which is kind of also a nice thing, because it means that everything I've been saying, as per usual, but definitely on this episode, it's just all just coming straight from the heart, right? And so I hope that just helps you a lot. And honestly, the only thing I can now still say is that I thank you very much for listening. And I hope that you have a great day.